Okay, it should be fine. I don't know, like the computer shut down on the other side, so I don't know about the recording. I don't know if it got saved or not. I have no clue, but I'll take it from here. I'll take it from here, but there's one thing I want to check is, can you hear the tape? And then I'll go back to that very, very important teaching of those three positions, okay? Let me just check and tell me if you can hear this.
So if suddenly a big boom will happen, there is no...
Wow, a second.
And it just occurs, and next moment it's again.
Can you hear this?
Very good.
Okay, very good, very good, excellent. So it's working with this little computer, and from now on I will do this one, because the other one is a little tricky. No, you said no? Some says yes, some say no. Okay, annulé. Sorry, I'm taking a little time here. Okay, so, I guess we got cut when I was talking about these three positions, weren't we? Yes? Yes, you heard me talking about these three positions. You heard me talking about the first position that we are mostly giving all of our attention to is in front of me. Okay, in front of me, there are all these thoughts, all these non-present, meaning past and future, all this projection and the world. Yes, it's a different sound. I know it's a different computer. When I give my attention to any of these thoughts and any of the rest, then I'm giving my attention to that first position. I am the body. There's another position. That's the invitation that Muji's been pointing towards. This first place called I am. Okay? Before being Laurent, I must be. Before being Dove, you are. Before saying I am Laurent or I am a body, I must be. So there's this simple place of existence within me that's called I am. I am. Here we are, yes. Okay? That's the second position, and we call it, a lot of masters, Indian masters, call it a door. The I am is a door that swings open in front to I am the body. I am the world, okay? I am the world. So again, look at this, look at the choice. It's like a scale, Muji's going to say in some conversation, I don't know when, either this one tonight or later ones, but it's very important to remember these three positions. We just talked here about two positions, and we have a choice in these two positions always. There's one that is without, and there's one that is within. The without is, I am the body, okay? And anytime I'm listening to thoughts, I am identified with this position, I am the body. But this I am the body is rendered available as an experience thanks to I am, thanks to existence. I am. The simple I am, it's right here, right now, and it's felt in the body. Some people feel it in the heart, some in the stomach, in the belly, wherever it works for you. I am is a door. An opening door, a door that swings open in front of you to the experience of being a person. And why is it a door? Because it swings open in the back of it too. That's the third position. And that's the position of that which is aware of the two other positions. And I always have the choice between being a body, simply being, or being aware of my being. So, in the back is pure awareness. And again, pure awareness does not need a lot of meditation, because I, as I speak right now, as even if I think that I'm Laurent, I'm aware of these words. I'm aware of this identification. I am now the end result of any spiritual goal and teaching. I am now that which I am. Even if I'm not identified to it. Awareness now is now, is pure and present, and it's all that is right now. So, I can identify it as that which is aware, and that's really what we used to call with Regina within within. I can be also identified with simply being, with the feeling of being I am, or I can be identified with the feeling I am the body. And then I'll be listening to all these thoughts. Okay? Those three positions, we'll go back and forth to those positions because they're very important. But the important thing is that they are always open for us to choose any moment, any time. We have free choice. Our only free choice is here. What am I going to listen to? The Course says, ego or Holy Spirit. See that ego and Holy Spirit are still in front of you because something is aware of ego and something is aware of Holy Spirit as well. Now the source of both actually are I am, okay? But the source that the Holy Spirit's talking about is pure awareness. Through the door of I am or not. Okay, because even I am, why is it a door? Because something exists before it. Something is aware of that door, you know. Something is aware of that feeling I am. What is that which is aware of the feeling I am? That must be it. That must be pure awareness. That must be self. And it is. It's very simple. Very simple. So we'll go back and forth to this. Why don't we continue? And hopefully it will work. Here we go.
And pushed about, or confined, and controlled, and suppressed, and all of these kind of psychological tendencies will not be so strong, is it?
Do you think it's welcome to sharing? Because I don't know if the mind wants to keep on analyzing it.
The mind is not separate from you. There is no such thing like a mind. You see, the mind has no power. It doesn't get power from anywhere else but you. It is like it has to run. The mind has no power. The thought cannot think itself. It's just
what becomes susceptible? Yes. Yes.
The belief that this is me.
Yes.
Which is a thought.
Yes. But how can a thought react? Will a thought react?
Yeah. Well, the thought of that, okay. Thought that this is me, which is living on the juice of the natural self, the ability.
Yes.
As I said before, the thought itself is mind, and the consciousness itself is
You told me that that the sun was not very good. I'm trying to do something else. Wait.
Which is living on the juice.
Tell me if this is better.
Of the natural self, of the real self. Because it cannot have a power without the belief that comes from you as consciousness.
Yes.
And the vital force.
Yes.
You see, it cannot think. It's not really the thought that is thinking. It's really the consciousness that is having a thought about itself and thinking. But I say that this is a thought. The thought about myself is a thought.
Yes.
And this thought is having a relationship with other thoughts or reacting to other thoughts.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
But that thought, which is the I thought, is the most virile thought because it's got the energy of the self in it.
Okay. What has been said here is very important. We're talking about thoughts. Huh? We're talking about thoughts. And we are seeing that the whole problem is identification with thoughts. We know that thoughts makes obviously projection, and projection makes perception, and the whole. But what we see is that again and again and again, it's my attention, the amount of attention that I give to thoughts. Okay? Now, this is very like I see you writing again, projection makes perception. Now, projection is the juice behind projection, and behind perception too, is the attention I'm giving to beliefs and thoughts. See what happens without my attention to all these beliefs, if I don't care anymore what's happening in my mind. Well, the world disappears, because projection dies. Perception gets truer and truer. And here we are, again, we are only talking about stop giving attention to thoughts. Stop giving attention to thoughts. And when you do, now earlier, Tom spoke to us about the unconscious belief, and what's been said, which is very, very helpful, is that the root of all unconscious belief is one belief. And that belief is, I am the body. You can call that belief the I thought. That's what happened to Jesus' body. Stop giving it attention. All these awakened people, they're not really people, the awakened consciousness that has disidentified with the thought of being a person, okay? But we can still call them people. they all don't care anymore. They don't mind. Anything can be, it's pure acceptance. Anything can be. But if you take off all this energy, the energy that we give to all these thoughts, how do we give a lot of energy? Into judging, into finding that there's something wrong that must be fixed and this and that. Look how much energy is given to ego. Wow. How much energy is given to thoughts and beliefs. At some point, we need to stop giving that energy. And here, the invitation is great. Muji is telling us that there's one thought that you gave a lot of invitation into your life, into life. So you made it into being. You gave it a lot of power because you gave attention to the central thought. And that central thought is what we call the central belief before. And that is what spawns the whole unconscious mind and the whole world. And the whole projection thing is the belief, I am the body. Ramana Maharshi called it the I thought. The thought I. Which is really the belief, I am the body. But a belief is a thought. It's a thought that comes to life somehow, I'm aware of this thought because it says I. And I'm giving a lot of attention to this thought because I'm giving my identity with this thought, to this thought. I'm giving all this attention, all this juice. But the juice is not ego. The juice is my attention. The juice is my attention. Give your attention somewhere else than into thought, you are literally letting go of the world. You are literally letting go of the experience of being a person. The power of the Big Bang, right?
Right.
Look at the music of the Big Bang coming here. The power of the Big Bang is the power of attention that I give to my thinking. The Big Bang is happening every instant of a second, every minute, every hour, every day. And its juice, its amazing juice of the Big Bang, is nothing else than the juice I give to the mind. And the mind is the I thought. The mind is thinking. The mind is thought. But the mind is not a place. This is another great, great belief to let go of. The mind is not a place. Mind equals thought. So, what does it mean? It means that when there are no thoughts, there is no mind. Very simple. Mathematical. In the silence of the space in between thoughts, mind is dead. Mind does not exist. It exists as much as thought exists. And it only exists to the amount and the degree of attention that I'm giving it to. If there's one nice lesson and simple for today, it's this one. It all depends. All that matters is the attention I'm giving to thoughts. Now, we saw earlier, thanks to your question, that ideas leave not their source. Meaning, if I give attention to the world, to quote again what you just said, did Jesus give a lot of attention to his body? Obviously, no. And because ideas leave not their source, the body is nothing more than the thought of the body. And if I don't give attention to the leaf, I won't give attention to the branch, to the trunk, or to the root of it. So, you have the awakening state is a state where not a lot of attention at all is given to anything. Because everything is seen for what it is, as what it is. Passing, appearing and disappearing things. Appearing and disappearing forms. But one thing never disappears. Never appears and disappears. One thing always is constant. One thing always remains the same. One thing is real because it doesn't change, because it's not threatenable. So it is real. What is it? Awareness. Awareness. In awareness, everything comes and goes. But awareness never comes and goes. That which you are never comes and never goes. It's always here. It even gives you the experience of not being aware, which is actually not possible, because something is saying this. Something is aware of not being aware. What is speaking? That's the invitation. That's the simple invitation. Who is saying these words? Who is speaking? Well, sometimes I'm not aware. Who says this? That must be awareness that says this. That must be awareness. You are always who you are in that very moment. Not later, once I'll forgive the whole world, I'll be myself. No. I'm myself now. Believing, thinking myself to be a person. A person who is not awakened. A person who needs to do this and this and this in order to awaken further front in the line of time, on the carpet of time, further front in the future. All this is not correct because it's not true. It's not true. I am that which I am right now, making myself believe that I'm not awakened and that I'll awaken later. Making myself believe in time by saying this. Actually giving attention to the world of time and space. Giving attention to the thoughts that created this world of time and space. Giving attention to an experience of not being who I am now. But very simple question that brings you back directly to that door, to that seat of I am, is, wait, I am not able not to be. I must be before being miserable. This is a wonderful lesson of acceptance. This is great. It's very easy. Before being miserable, I must be. Because without me being, I cannot even be miserable. You get the ease of this realization? Before projecting guilt on the world, I must be. I must be. That simple realization is silent. And it makes you sit directly on I am, on that door. You can swing the door open to I am the body, and I'm guilty, and my neighbor's guilty, and I'm projecting the whole thing. You can do that if you want. Or you can say to yourself, wait, I must be before projecting guilt, right? Or you can actually say to yourself as well, who's aware of that being and of that non-being? And that brings you back to pure self, which is not a place in the body, of course. It's before that. Shakespeare was right. The question is to be or not to be. So I really have a choice. Every second of my days, I have a choice between being, sitting on the chair of my pure being, a being that is not identified yet with being a body, or being a body. But being a body is not being. Because a body is a thought, is an image, so it's never present. It doesn't have life. The life that the body has is not the blood, you know, this is not life. The life that the body has is the attention we give to that image. That's the life that it has. And attention is awareness. And awareness comes from where? It wakes up with me every morning. So it must be here and now. You're aware of those words that has been, of the pal talk. You're aware of the room, of the sound. Who is it aware? Who is aware? What inside of me is aware of all this? Again, this very direct, very simple question that brings you back into emptiness. Emptiness. The emptiness of being. Of awareness. Now, being is also empty. So that door, that second place is wonderful. The strictly I am is pure peace. And it's felt in the body. Okay, it's felt. It doesn't have a limit. It doesn't have an age. It doesn't have a color. It is a feeling, a sense I am. And you also have the sense I am the body. But see that there's no separation between those three. But see where is the source of all those three. One of them is the source of all of the other two, and that's awareness. You can actually say the first position is I, the second is I am, and the third is I am the body. See? I am the world. I, pure I, unidentified and pure awareness, am. We are now in the experience of feeling existence and the body or the world and everything that arises with it. We realize that within the space of awareness, whenever the thought, I am the body, comes up, the world comes with it. Those two go together. Like love and marriage. You cannot have one without the other. The thought I or the thought I am the body, gives rise to the whole world. And that's what happens every morning when we wake up. First, I give my attention to I am the body, and the whole world rises with it. Okay, let's continue. We still have a few minutes.
The other thoughts are coming. They don't have the energy of the self in them until they contact this I thought. And so they're running on phantom power. They pick up phantom power. They don't have power in themselves.
This is amazing. They run on phantom power. What does it mean? Take the moon. Take the moon at night. Okay? See the moon at night lighting up your town, your whole city. It lights up everything. What is the light of the moon? The moon has no light. The moon is the reflection of the sun, just like you're right. It runs on phantom power. I love that. That's the same with the mind. The mind has no power. The world has no power. It runs on the phantom power of the source of awareness, which is here and now. And can you believe that that's only my attention? My attention is the power of the sun. You stop giving attention to anything, that anything dies. For example, when the sun rises in the sky in the morning, I mean, we have that experience. The moon is still here. But we don't pay attention to that anymore. The moon doesn't light up anything anymore. It vanishes in the sky. It's still here, but we don't see it because we don't care about it, because there's light everywhere now. When there is light, there's no more need for phantom power. What is the essential ingredient to identify with a body? Ignorance, sleep, dream. It's the same thing when I'm in the movie theater. When I'm in a movie theater, what is the essential ingredient for me to enjoy the movie? It's to identify with the actors, right? And what is the essential ingredient to identify with the actors? Darkness in the movie theater. That's the essential ingredient. No light. Then I can identify with those forms that come and go. With the music too, music of the heroes. You take off darkness in the movie theater, meaning you put on the light. Nobody cares about the film anymore. Nobody cares about the film. The film has no power by itself. It has the power of the projector in the back, but this is very little power compared to when the light is up in the theater. Okay, that gives us. These are metaphors that gives us. Way of demystifying the power of ego, the power of mind, the power of thought, and the power of belief, be them unconscious or conscious. They all take their, high Christian, they all take their juice in the thought, in the one thought, I am the body. Without this one, there's no subconscious mind because there's no mind. There's no mind. Because mind just comes and goes. A thought is mind. Mind is thought. Take away the power of attention. It's just you're sure it's going to come up. It's going to come up, but nobody cares. You won't give it life. You won't give it attention. Because no one cares. That's in my experience today. Laurent speaking now. This is awakening. This is awakening. You don't give any more attention to the experience. It doesn't mean you run away or you cut or you ignore in the sense of repressing the experience. No, you ignore its importance. It's just not important. Nothing really matters. Nothing matters. Matter is not important. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Okay. We have 2 minutes. I think I'll use these 2 minutes to say thank you. I'll use these 2 minutes to say I'm very happy to be back here. We'll talk, Dove, if we do that on Mondays or Tuesdays. I like Tuesdays. Tuesdays are nice. Hey, Wayne and Christian. Hey, my friends. Very nice. So we'll continue with this Muji and Monica. Very nice. We'll continue with this invitation, because it's a pretext. It's an opportunity that we have to remember who we are simply now, without the imagining. I must be before imagining. Okay. 6 to 7:30 on Tuesdays. Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. I like it. I like those Tuesdays. 6 to 7:30, my time. Yes, that's my time. Your time is what? 12? Yeah, is that it? 12? 12? Okay. 12 on Tuesdays. Noon on Tuesdays. I love it. I love it. I see Steve is here too. And everyone. I give a big kiss to all of you. And I see you next week. And a pleasure to be here. I don't know about the recording of it. Maybe we'll have part of it. Okay? Goodbye, dear. Love you all. Bye. Oh, you made the recording wonderful. Bye. Okay, I didn't record that.